since one day when Joan Hunter was here for maybe, I don't know, maybe the first time we saw that announcement. And for a while before that, I'd been saying to Lori, Faith Alive Christian Fellowship, that sounds good. That sounds good. And perhaps we'll go and see. And in the time that we've been here, the salvation that we've seen, the healing, the deliverance, the baptism of the Holy Spirit that's taken place up here, the children's ministry that's taken place up here. And I just have so much respect for your pastor, John and Deb, and the work that they're doing here. And I have so much respect for those of you that over these years, and in the beginning, put in your work and your hours and putting this together. And I know that it's not easy, not an easy thing. It's a joyful thing as it comes together. But it's a lot of work, and there's so much sacrifice and so much dedication and so much sincere work and love that goes into it. And it's just such an honor and a privilege to be up here for just a little while tonight. I'm going to keep a track of the time because when I was pastoring, I had a reputation of going too long. And sometimes for events, I would wind up running late. I had a brother there one time that was very involved in their prison ministry who said he was sure I was going to be late to my own funeral. That'd be okay. Praise God. That'd be okay. Hallelujah. Let's open up in the Word. I just want to share. Well, I was going to go kind of a different route, but I really think the Lord was showing me this here. I kind of, knew kind of the order of the service, and I kind of reviewed it kind of with the pastor. And he said, if you've got some special music that you want to have done, I'm not going to sing. let the folks know up there on the soundboard. And I really didn't have, but it was a desire of my heart that we do something with the live group on the screen up there. And I was standing there, it just all came together. Praise God that you chose that music. It's just right. Let's look here at Psalm 112. It's called The Blessed State of the Righteous. And I'm going to do some testifying and maybe a little bit of teaching, but I think more testifying. Hallelujah. Psalm 112. I've got the New King James. This was Bible study, so I brought along my old study Bible with the duct tape and stuff. I've got some slick new Bibles. Got one of those nice, pretty ones there, that fine leather-feeling Bibles that Kenneth Copeland was sending out here a while ago. Got one of those. And got another one that's kind of fine. It's got my name on it. I used to use for preaching at the church. But I got this old study Bible. It's all marked up, and it's great. Psalm 112. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be an everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. the desire of the wicked shall perish. Just say this with me. That's a picture of me. That's a picture of me. Praise the Lord. That's a picture of me. That's a picture of you. Praise the Lord as you walk with the Lord. There's just no comparison with spending time with him. And we need to do it in a regular way, on a regular basis. I know some of you have been involved with reading through the Bible in a year. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you read that to yourself out loud and let yourself hear it, it'll change you. It'll change you. And don't be like driving up to a drive-up window and you got to get it right now and got to get it all in and get it to the next thing. Just let him do his work in you. Let him do his work in you. Like you sometimes, get to the end of a long day or a long period of time and you're really, really beat and tired. But there's some time that you need to spend with the Lord. And I always try to do it as close to first thing in the day as I can. But if I haven't gotten there and it's late at night, I'll still go and make myself do, I'm going through a Bible study thing that somebody put together, or reading through the Bible in a year that someone put together. And I follow that because I know I may be tired when I'm reading some of it, but something's better than nothing. And it could be just that key thing that I hear right then, that I see right then, that I'm going to need the most. Praise God. Praise God. And when it comes to giving and tithing and offering, oh, who doesn't need the devourer rebuked for their sakes? And whoa, I mean, it's a guarantee. You tithe, offer, you give the things of the Lord, and it's one of the guarantees that you can stand on. It's a part of that battle. It's a part of that fight. It's the Lord's that he takes over, and he does that for you. 20 years ago, my wife Lori and I pastored a church in Concord for 20 years. It's called the Harvest Christian Church. There's some folks here that came to that, Nancy and Susie and Lois. Praise the Lord. They could tell you about it. We never had a building of our own. We always used the facility. Well, like you, we didn't wind up getting into a school, but we used Grange Hall and filled it up so much that the people at the Grange said, we feel like we're meeting in your building instead of you're using ours, and we're really giving us, the word that they really would like us to move on. And when we had a teen ministry going that was meeting there on Saturday nights, they really knew that they wanted us to get going. And praise God for the Grange and the good values that they had. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we went on with that, and I think that we used just about every meeting room that the Highway Hotel, the old New Hampshire Highway Hotel, had to offer, except for the Grand Ballroom and the Big Blue Room upstairs. And a real good brother in the Lord, who's still around, Bill McCoy, evangelist Bill McCoy from Ireland, the real McCoy, was holding meetings up there in the Blue Room. He had the Blue Room. And we went from co-pastoring a little independent Baptist church and then got filled with the Holy Spirit and acknowledged that we did in that place, and then wandered over there to the New Hampshire Highway Hotel and the Holy Spirit ministry of an Irish evangelist, and just knew there was more. There had to be more. And the old church we were with at the time decided they were going to stay pretty much with their Baptist roots, and we knew that we had to move on. And through a good brother in the Lord, Augie David, who some of you know the name of, minister from India, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and all over the place. Came along, and we began to attend his meetings, and I was eventually ordained through his ministry at the time. And he introduced us to the word of faith. That's where I was going with this. He introduced us to the word of faith. And we just sensed, you know, through prophecy and through ministry and prophecy of others, that it was time to start a word of faith church, a word church in Concord. Because there wasn't one. There wasn't one. There were spirit-filled denominations that weren't exactly word churches. And so we went on with that and went through all the things. The last place we were was a building that we leased from Mr. Sunnell on Main Street, which was pretty big. The space was pretty big, and it was pretty expensive. And while I had that, it was funny because I wound up in the process of that buying a used Ford pickup truck. And that was our last stop along the way. So boy, when the pastor, he was sharing that he'd bought a used Ford pickup truck, I knew I was in the right place then. Praise God. Praise God. And so we had that. And we started to get to be a bad witness for the Lord. We ran behind on our lease, just to give you a quick synopsis of that. And through prayer and through completely anonymous giving, a person gave us a check for $6,000 that caught us all up to date. And then we started to slide again. And by that time, Pastor Pete had come from Rhema, the mission field, the Countercultural Ministries. That's a pretty good combination right then and there. And by that time they had their own building and were working on it. And there we had a core group of people that really wanted to go back to our living room. We started in the living room of my mobile home at our church, the Word Church, and went from there. And they wanted to start in all over again. And I said, there's a good ministry all established and going on here. Let's look at that, and we're not going to go back and do this all over again. We don't need to. And praise the Lord. So that's pretty much where it was at. February 1997, we had a lit cross that shined out on Main Street. It was in a window there at the building. Now that's all been torn down, and it's the Red River Theater and a parking garage. The last wall that was standing there on Main Street of that building was one of the walls to my office. After they demolished it, there was one wall standing there, and that's what that was. And I pulled the plug on that and walked over and met with Mr. Kerrigan, who handled the business operation for Mr. Sunnell, and told him that we were, you know, it was over for us. And so that was February of 1997. And that was the end of public ministry. I did a few relatives' funerals, did some friends' and relatives' weddings. This is the first time I have shared, taught, and preached from behind one of these since then. So praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. She says, welcome back. I didn't ask to do this tonight. I'm, as I said before, it's with respect and with awe that I do it. The Lord is speaking to my heart surely along the way and said, be ready. It's going to happen one of these days. So I just left it there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We raised three girls. See, we raised them. One of them is still basically at home when she's not traveling for Walmart. She's the youngest, and she's climbing the career ladder for them. She started out part-time as a cashier while she was still in school, and they just kept rewarding her for good work. And now she's with regional planning and travels all over New England, wherever they're renovating a store or building a new store, and is fully involved with that. They flew her out to the home base in Arkansas to teach a computer class for a week. And, you know, praise the Lord, it's good. And then, you know, it ties right in with the scripture here that says that if you walk with him, you'll see things enduring through generations. Our Faith Anna, a middle daughter, when she went up to school, she went up to college in Vermont, and she'd had an eating disorder, the kind of it where you just don't eat, except for very few things that you choose to eat. And she was of an age where she could be protected with confidentiality. So even as her parents, she could meet with a counselor, she could talk with a doctor, and it was essentially would be none of our business. But not that she took that awful negative attitude towards us, but the school nurse at the college, she went up to Rutland, Vermont, school there, and said, you know, took Laurie and I aside and said, we know that she's of an age where she can all keep all this treatment, the medical side of her life to herself. But if we see her seriously running into trouble, I'll let you know. You know, the favor of the Lord, the favor of the Lord. And then our oldest daughter is fulfilling a dream come true in being able to teach junior high science at Laconia Middle School, which is what she wanted to do for many, many years. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's open up here and take a look at Romans 4:21, just to continue a little bit. Testimony and teaching. Praise God. And it's essentially indicates being fully persuaded of the things of the Lord. It says, in being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Praise God. It's believing God and taking him at his word and getting into our hearts that what he means, he says. And as we walk with him, we can see it manifest in our lives in oh so many ways. What did we do during those 20 years between then and now? Well, pretty much I guess you'd say Brother Jesse Rich was our pastor. Before he went off to New York, pretty much all the time, he used to hold meetings here, there, and the other place around New England. And we would get to them as much as we could. And then feed on the likes of Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hagin, Fred Price, Christ for the Nations, the CAPS Ministries, Jesse Duplantis, Bobby Andian, Joel Osteen. Just good word, good solid word that kept us going. And we kept our hearts open. We were tired when we got all through after 20 years. That's why we have such a heart for what Deb and John, your pastors, are doing here. Because it's a 365-day-a-year job, 24 hours a day. And we can feel it. We know it. And it helps us to pray. When you know that, it helps you to pray for those people even more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then let's look over here at Mark 5:36. Actually, up there in verse 33, it says, "But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth," Jesus. "And he said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction.'" Hallelujah. 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 While he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" And as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be afraid, only believe." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Only believe. These are some points to kind of jot down if you want to. It's faith. It's a checklist of faith to just keep a mind of how we're doing and check ourselves in these areas to see if we're staying on track and keeping keyed in with the Lord the way we need to. The first one I shared about was about being fully persuaded. Being fully persuaded. Refusing to doubt. Like you, I've got one of these notebooks. Well, actually, this is it here. And, you know, when we're here for Bible study, it's take notes and notes. I get so many of the pastor's notes in there. I could have just shared from this. Praise the Lord. So be fully persuaded. Refuse to doubt. Run the devil off. Make sure that you're doing that. Run the devil off. James 4:7. I'll give you some references too. Praise God. The biggest fear that I had while I was a pastor was getting into error, preaching and teaching, getting into error. That's why I followed the masters, so to speak, the folks that I referred to there on that list. Just kept, you know, referring to them. And then stand fast in faith would be number four. So fully persuaded, refuse to doubt, run the devil off, stand fast in faith. 1 Corinthians 16:13. I'll give you these so that you'll have them if you want them. Boldly confess your faith. Numbers 13:30. The spies that went over into the promised land and saw the promise and believed it. Believed God's promise. Then call things into existence, Romans 4:17. See the answer, Proverbs 4:21. Talk the answer. Be strong in faith. That'd be number 9. There's 10 of them. And then number 10, give glory to God. Praise the Lord. And I borrowed those from Brother Rich. Hallelujah. It's God. Hallelujah. One thing that I equivocated the Laconia area was people that were sincerely hungry for the things of God. Once they came to know him and had received Jesus as a Savior and Lord, they're so hungry for the Lord. I remember pastoring in Concord, and we got to know some dear folks that had a church here for a while. Maybe some of you know them. Some of you do. I know Dave and Nancy Barassa when they were meeting at the old Tardiff Park House. And praise the Lord. I remember one time I'd gone to, I worked for the state for 6 years in a school program as a teacher assistant with kids with learning disabilities and emotional handicaps. Little kids for a while, but mostly teenagers. And I also worked in a vocational area with them. And while I was doing that, you know, it came up one day in a physical, you know, that you had to take as a worker there. And if you have what the system calls like Cadillac insurance or close to Cadillac insurance that covers just about everything, you have to be careful because you can lean on the medical arm very heavily, and you can get lazy about using your faith. So I went off, and they said, "You're not breathing right through your nose. You got a deviated septum. We'll get that fixed for you." So took care of that and said, oh, that's nothing. It's a very standard thing. And they gave me a follow-up drug after the operation, and my breathing slowed down so much I almost died. And my wife here, you know, got going with prayer and people in prayer, pulled through that. So I went home, you know, with my nose packed up with cotton and everything. And a while after that, I was scheduled to come up to the Tardif Park House and share the word. And I got a hold of the Barrasses and said, you know, you should see me. You know, I've got cotton packed in my nose, and I may not be doing so great. They said, no, we want you to come. We need the word. We want to hear the word. So I'm up there sharing, and my wife says, you got cotton hanging out of your nose. And but praise God, they're just so hungry for the things of the Lord. And that's a great way to be. Be hungry for the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 And to stay hungry for the Lord. And stay open to everything that he has for us. I know you folks pray for us. Lori and I have kind of been in situations that have affected our availability a lot. She's had a disease that she stands believing the Lord for and healing of. And the last part of the name of it ends with gravis. And in Latin, you know what that means. But we know that Jesus came to give us life. Because gravis means death. To give us life. Praise the Lord. And I've got to be sure to tell the pastor and Deb when they were praying. The pastor prayed for her. So she is standing. And Joan Hunter prayed along the same lines for her. And Lori is standing in faith, believing for complete healing. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet, out through her fingertips, through her whole body. And I wanted to be sure to tell Deb and John that when they prayed for her on Sunday night, praise God for those healing meetings, praise God. When Deb touched the back of her neck, her shoulder, and her back, she got relief just like that, praise God, in those two areas. And she doesn't come up and pray over and over again for the same thing. The pastor teaches not to do that anyway, and that's the way to go with that. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it's a type of thing that has affected her ability to be able to get up and go as quickly as she wants to do everything that she wants to do. And I've been, for about 30 years, along with, because I usually did the world diagnosis at ADHD. So I was always doing two or three things at the same time. And except for 2 years when I was pastoring, I was doing other things too. And most of what I was doing for 30 years was driving. Food deliveries, recycling deliveries for pickups, and medicine. And medicine for a pharmacy service that delivered for nursing homes was in the middle of the night. You knew when you were supposed to go to work, but you didn't know when you were getting out of work. And it was horribly open-ended that could really affect what you could do the next day. And I really didn't want to drive through another winter of snowstorms this year because unless it was a northeaster or a blizzard, you're out there dealing with it. And so I was turned that over to the Lord back in the early fall. I said, Lord, there's something better. I don't know what it is, but let's work it out together, you know. help me. And so I'm walking the dog, and the property manager of the place where we live pulled up beside me with his pickup truck and said, are you working part-time? And and this is prayer, keeping prayer, I became the on-site property manager, which meant I was called at 6 o'clock this morning by a woman who was locked in her townhouse unit. She couldn't get out. That's a good one. We got her out. But when I'm here, I am that on-site property manager whenever the maintenance crew goes home. So whenever I'm here nowadays, I've got this smartphone that I've got to be as smart as. And as long as I'm sitting out there and the little light is flashing blue, I'm all set. But if it flashes green, I got to take off. So we're walking and working with that and just see how that's all going to work out. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I don't want to go too long. I don't want to go too long here tonight. So I give you that list. And you can look up the scriptures that go along with that. And it talks about being fully persuaded, refusing to doubt, running the devil off, standing fast in faith, boldly confessing our faith, calling things into existence, seeing the answer, talking the answer, being strong in faith, and giving glory to God. Oh, one other thing I wanted to share is how to get a chance to dip into your history a little bit. I found some great deals in the bookstore a couple of weeks ago. They had this basket, bargain basket, and there were two sets of CDs from the Believer's Victory Campaign that's held in Washington, D.C. by the Copelands every year in these neat little zipper pouches. And there's a couple of years of those. Wow, and they were so incredibly reasonably priced. It was ridiculous. And so I got those, and I unzipped them. And in there is a CD of Pastor Sanborn sharing in 2005. That would have been in one of your other facilities. So I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm looking forward to doing that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for enduring me for a while up here, and I'm so thankful for the opportunity to share. I love you people. Your love is just so evident. When Lori was in the hospital, she spent some time in the hospital and time at the rehabilitation hospital. And when you folks knew that she was and coming home, you guys started feeding us. And you fed us for 3 weeks, which was like a month. And praise the Lord. You know, I love leftovers. Some people like leftovers. I love leftovers. And we just, it was a month's worth of food. And it was just such love. Someone provided money to go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and get a break from homemade foods, fast food. And also, we received a chicken stew. It was actually called initially a chicken soup, but the sister said, it's a chicken stew. And I'll tell you, it's a chicken soup or stew that's the benchmark for any that are made from now on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was so appreciated. All right. Let's close in prayer. Dear Lord, we praise you and thank you for all of your wonderful love and the power of your word in our lives to change us, to help us with everything we need help with, and to keep us on the right path. And all we have to do is choose. Just make the choose. You always leave that choice up to us. Choose the light way. Choose the right way. Choose the living. Choose the blessing. And you've proven yourself to us over and over again. Dear Lord, I praise you and thank you for the power of your word that keeps and helps each and every one of us here. Dear Lord, even as we travel on our way tonight back to our homes. And dear Lord, we lift up Pastor John and Deb, and we just thank you and praise you, dear Lord, for them. We're so glad for all that they are doing for you and all that they are doing for us and for the church here within this community. And the light that they are letting shine through them, the power of your Holy Spirit that they are letting flow through them because they're choosing to labor for you. And we're the ones that are blessed. We're the ones that are recipients of so much of it. Dear Lord, give them sweet, sweet rest and refreshing, and just let them be so pleasantly enjoy the time while they're away and away together. And dear Lord, just let them be renewed and revigorated, and we thank you and praise you for their health, for their safety, and for watching over them through your Holy Spirit and with your angels. And your people that they crossed paths with. And we give you all the thanks and all the praise for it. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.